On his second album, 10 years ago, pianist Jason Moran teamed up with bassist Taurus Mateen and drummer Nasheet Waits. That trio later became known as the Bandwagon. They're still playing together on Moran's new album called 10. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Jason Moran's new album, 10, is like a stack of progress reports on his personal growth as pianist and as a composer, on the development of a trio with stable personnel for a decade, and on how jazz itself has progressed in the last 10 years. It includes the latest installment in his continuing series of gangsterism pieces. Gangsterism over 10 years is informed by rap and hip-hop speech rhythms, narrow melodic range, and love of a catchy instrumental hook. But it also shows how hip-hop influences have been folded into jazz's ongoing dialogue with rock and soul beats. Taurus Mateen on big-bodied bass guitar and Nasheet Waits on drums bring on the funk, even if they're low in the mix. As a retrospective of the last decade, the album 10 also collects music Jason Moran has written for film and dance projects. Feedback Part 2, composed for the Monterey Jazz Festival, salutes the 1967 Monterey Pop Fest that helped make Jimi Hendrix a star. A looped sample of Hendrix guitar feedback floats over the trio as seemingly unrelated layers are superimposed. Jason Moran also plays pieces by some pianists who've influenced him to remind us what he owes them. He draws on Andrew Hill's subtlety, Jackie Byard's love of historical piano styles, and Thelonious Monk's compositional logic. Moran's take on Monk's Crepuscule with Nelly is jazz cubism. He fragments and reorders part of the melody to make us hear it from a new angle. As an interpreter, Jason Moran thinks big. His new CD has two distinct versions of composer Conlon Nancarrow's Study No. 6, one of his typically thorny pieces for player piano. Smoothing out its rhythms, Moran brings out the lyricism in the written line. On one take, Mateen and Waits lay down a thundering post-Captain Beefheart beat. Thank you. On his album 10, Jason Moran also updates 1920s stride piano and turns vaudeville star Burt Williams's understated Nobody from 1906 into a two-fisted swinger. Moran likes splashy gestures, but he can be subtle too, bringing out the blues in Leonard Bernstein's Big Stuff. Jason Moran has come far in 10 years as a pianist and leader, but he hasn't traveled alone. His trio, The Bandwagon, confirms the value of working groups. Sometimes, musicians make the most progress by sticking together. They let the music develop one decade at a time.
Kevin Whitehead is the jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed 10, the new album by Jason Moran's trio, The Bandwagon, on the Blue Note label. You can hear the album in its entirety on the website nprmusic.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, and Lauren Krenzel. I'm Terry Gross.